This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua and Chris. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is... be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team.
So I should say to the audience before we start that I am getting over some sickness, so I will try not to cough or sneeze into the microphone.
But yeah, poor Joshua.
Might breathe into it more than I normally do.
Poor Joshua.
He's a mouth breather.
I am. I really am. That's why I have this microphone pointed like 180 degrees away from my head.
I know, I'm just like, who is talking into that microphone? It's kind of oddly positioned.
That's because I'm trying to not breathe into it.
Fair enough.
Well, we all appreciate that.
No doubt.
Okay, so today's topic, pretty cut and dry, pretty straightforward.
It is. Doesn't seem like we need a whole lot of explaining on this
one. On a winning team, worst player on a losing team. The team could be you are on a professional sports team and you're the one that sucks. It could be... you're the best person on a team that you work with and at work. That sort of thing.
So any team... okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be a team that takes up a good amount of your time. It's going to be...
I thought it was a professional sports team.
Oh, well, yeah. If you want to go down that road, then that's fine.
Well, I'm not good enough to be on any... like, I can't be the worst person on the worst team.
So this is a tough one, because worst player on a winning team, like, you're winning, so...
yeah.
That sounds
hooray.
Great. Hooray. But being the best player on a losing team, like, you're the best.
Double hooray.
Yeah. Hooray.
But I've been the best player on a winning or on a losing team, like, when it comes to
I'm
like,
usually
in
the best
workplace,
player.
And it's incredibly frustrating when you feel like nobody else is doing what they need to do.
But wouldn't it be just as frustrating for other people to have you be the worst player on their team?
Yeah, so you'd have them coming down on you all the time, like, dude, why do you suck so bad?
Right, and
you don't belong.
Well, I played this or that game, and that's why I'm so bad.
Well, and also, if you're the worst person on the winning team, anytime they're looking to make cuts, you're the first one out. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And who knows if you'll be able to get on another team because you were the worst.
Yeah,
because you suck. So.
Well, and even if you got traded, wouldn't that team become the winning team and you would be the worst player on that team?
So we are definitely talking about sports then, because I don't think you're traded from like marketing to HR.
You don't know.
Like, you suck in this category. Like, you're not very good at driving a forklift, so let's have you do surgery instead.
Let's have you be the CEO.
I guess that's kind of true. One of the people that we've worked for extensively, there are stories that it is notoriously hard to get fired from that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's really tough for me. Joshua, what are you thinking?
I think that they both have their pros and cons. If you're going to be the best player on the worst team, then obviously everyone is going to look up to you. You're the last one to go when cuts need to be made. Unless you're making a shit ton of money, then maybe you're not the last one to go.
People that don't suck are used as trade pieces all the time.
Yeah, maybe they're like, oh, if I could get, you know, four mediocre players for this one great person, I'll take that.
Or one draft pick.
Overall, it'll bolster the team.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you become, okay, if we're talking about professional sports, wouldn't you become untradeable because every team you go to becomes the worst team?
Because of the rules.
Because of the rules.
The magic happens and...
and all of a sudden that season...
the this or that magic.
losing team.
But they wouldn't necessarily connect the two. Like, oh, dude, every team that guy goes to totally tanks.
You don't think they would? Have you... like, baseball is a sport built on superstition.
Yeah, I feel like people would put the dots together, like connect the dots.
Yeah, but there's so many...
connect the flags.
There's so many different...
Okay, can it be agreed that I'm the person in this group that probably follows sports the most?
No. Yes.
I don't know. Define sports. Does professional wrestling count?
Fucking Christ! That's entertainment. It's wrestling.
That's sports entertainment.
Okay, anything where the outcome is predetermined
I watched
does
Rudy.
Not count.
Does that count?
What do you watch?
Rudy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, until you realize he doesn't even score at the end.
I've seen the movie Miracle like 6 times. Does that mean that I'm a sports fan?
Rocky is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that Rocky is one of your favorite movies. Okay, so I watch
a bunch of UFC fights. Does that count?
Okay. Ooh, what about Angels in the Outfield? I really like that movie.
Jesus Christ. Okay, shut up. Shut up.
That has Doc Brown in it, though.
I am a sports fan. I actually watch sports games.
He is an angel.
He's an angel in that
movie. Please stop talking about that stupid movie.
He's in the outfield.
With Tony Danza in it. Okay.
And Danny Glover.
Okay.
Getting too old for this shit.
Oh, my fucking Christ. Are you serious right now?
Ooh, Major League. That's another one I really like. Okay, I'm done.
Sports.
Sports. It's so much fun. I can't even stand it. Okay. Okay.
Anyhow.
Fine.
Now that we've gotten that done with.
You're the most sports that ever sports.
So I actually watch sports, and I pay attention to sports, and I listen to sports radio, and I watch hockey games. The sports radio that I listen to is NHL specific. My point is.
God, what's your point?
One person does not a team make or break. I mean, every
really?
Year.
Are you
people,
sure?
Oh, my fucking God.
Ask Steph Curry or LeBron James.
Yeah, I know, right? Every year, people
actually,
are constantly
no
trading and trading and trading, and everyone's in rebuilds and this and that. I mean,
the hell's a rebuild?
They can't. Yeah, I know, right?
We could build it stronger.
Oh, my God.
We have the technology.
They will come. Like.
Oh, that's another really good movie.
I know. Look at that little Field of Dreams for you.
Oh, yeah. Movie. With Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Who Kevin you think Spacey. Is Kevin Spacey.
Wait, he's not Kevin Sorbo?
Kevin Bacon?
I'm going to go. Don't make me stop this car. Okay, so anyway, you can't really blame the performance. I mean, unless it's like you're a goalie that literally has never stopped a puck, they just won't put you in and they'll trade you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You can't be. And even then, you're the best player on the losing team, and so you should be the one who's actually performing.
Now, wait, can we define worst player again?
So
are we talking
case,
truly worst or worst player that gets time on the ice or on the field?
So you should get some time.
Okay, so then you're not you're the
but
worst.
But it's not because you're good. It's for let's just say for some reason it's out of necessity. Because,
I mean, there are people on football teams that are nothing but practice team players. They never go on the field ever.
No. You would actually play in the games.
Okay,
like
so
just,
here's
your level is just a lot lower than everybody else's, whereas on the other one, your level is a lot higher than everybody else's.
But here's the thing: just being on a professional sports team means you're better than everybody else. You know, better than most people at doing what at playing whatever sport you're playing at sporting. So I think that'd be – so even if you're the worst player, like you're on a winning team, even if you get traded, then the next team you're on is a winning team. Like you're always riding like championships and you're getting endorsements and you get the money.
I don't think you're getting endorsements.
Well, maybe you're not getting
endorsements. In this case, I think worst is like you're underperforming.
Okay, but you're still
– to a point that it's kind of a detriment. Even though the rest of your team is making it happen and you're still winning, like you're kind of a black spot.
But the worst – professional basketball player can still play basketball better than 99% of the people on the earth. Like,
yeah,
but what good does that do you?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That matters when you're playing a game of pickup, you know, at the community park. It doesn't matter when you're.
I mean, that's
playing.
True.
It doesn't matter when you're a member of the New York Knicks and you keep, you know, giving the ball to the other team and you keep missing shots.
What if you're just really friendly? Like, hey. You look like you wanted this.
Here's this ball.
No.
Yeah, I found it.
You're just super sloppy.
You can't be so bad that, like,
But what good does it do to not be that bad? Because on the professional level, you're bad enough.
Yeah.
Who cares if you can be
some
dad
in their 40s? Let's assume
for some reason,
like, your coach just has faith in you, even though you keep fucking up.
I'm Rudy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Kid, I see something in you. Go out there and show them what you're made of. No, that's more Mickey and Rocky.
I was just going to say, that's really a good impression of Mickey.
He'll kill you dead, Rock.
He'll murder you.
Gonna murder your pants off.
Do what now?
Yeah.
Anyway. Not going to have any pants on.
Okay, so let's talk about being the joys and frustration of being the best player on the losing team.
Well, I mean,
you feel like you're carrying everybody.
Yeah, because you are.
You feel like no matter what you do, you can't get ahead.
Yeah.
Even though you're Wayne Gretzky, you're never going to get the cup.
Hmm. But you're Wayne Gretzky.
You could probably just buy one. He could have just played that game all by himself. He would have been okay.
I think I'm going towards best player on a losing team because, okay, a big motivator for me is money and fame, which is why I do this podcast. Yep. Right. Because of all
the money and all the fame.
Well, I mean, I just checked the metrics, and I think we hit about 4 billion downloads last week.
Oh, sure.
So.
Seems legit.
Yep.
Jesus.
Anyway, so.
That's like half of China.
Fame and money. Even on a losing team, if I'm doing really, really well, I'm going to get endorsements. I'm going to get the highest salary. People, at least in that city, are going to be really enthusiastic about me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they will.
You don't think so?
No, I think they just won't show up.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're not going to care that much, but, you know, not as much as if it was a winning team. But Wayne Gretzky on what's a really bad, like the Jamaican hockey team, you know, is still Wayne Gretzky.
I think that's a bobsled team.
They probably have a hockey team.
I don't know if they have a hockey team.
I think it depends on what city you're in. Like, if you're in New York, then yeah, you're going to be famous even if you're on the worst team. If you're in Seattle, no one gives a shit if the team's not doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, less people, but there's still...
No, there's not.
Look, if I was the... Mariners aren't doing very good right now, I think.
I think they're doing so-so.
Baseball.
I think they're like 4 games back.
Is so-so good for them?
Yeah. For them, yeah. For the past, like, decade, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, if I was the best player on the Mariners, but they had a losing streak, but I got, like, a grand slam home run every time I went up to the plate... Even if there weren't people on the bases.
I don't think you know how this works.
No. You know a grand slam home run.
I'm that good. Every time I score, I get an extra 3 points.
Okay.
That's how good I am at baseball. Like, people are going to, like, throw a parade for me.
Because their points are not runs. It's cool.
You hit a run to get a point. You run. I'm making the motion with my fingers so you understand.
That's the base coach's motion to keep going.
Yeah, I'm the third base coach, and I'm like, go get score a baseball point.
Oh, score 4 baseball points with your single.
Score a baseball point. Wow, I'm just gonna put it out there that I'm super glad that we're having a podcast where we talk about sports because clearly nobody knows about sports.
Are you kidding? I think our next podcast should
exclusively be about sports.
We can talk about the baseball points,
the football pants,
football pants. I mean, we could. I don't know why, but we could. Yeah,
you've seen them? They're pretty sweet.
The football pants?
Yeah. I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
It's like, okay.
Okay, we have gone off the rails officially. No,
I think I'm heading towards best player on a losing team. Because then, you know, when people are like, why does your team suck so bad? It'd be like, look, I got a grand slam home run every time I went up to the base to hit the ball. I got all the baseball points. It's these fuckers who are screwing it up for everybody.
Okay.
How much do your teammates resent you?
Yeah, seriously.
No, but all, like, well, probably a lot. But whatever. They suck.
You'll be like, hey, guy that sucks, you want to ride my Ferrari?
Exactly. And if you're the best player, you are going to get traded to other teams.
And they will then suck.
And those teams will suck, but like eventually you'll go to like a really good market, like in New York or like a bigger city. Even though the team will suck, you'll still be really good.
How long does this last?
It's for your career.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're always the best, your career is never ending.
That's not true. I mean, you die.
So you're playing baseball or football until you're like 90?
Let's assume that you have a normal career that has the normal, you know, incidence of injuries and that sort of thing.
If at 42, you're still the best, why would the team ever let you go?
Because you decide you want to retire?
Yeah. What if I, you know, I'm playing basketball and I'm like, I really want to start playing some baseball. So I'm going to quit and then I'm going to rejoin. and then I'm going to quit. And I'm going to rejoin.
A little Michael Jordan joke?
Yeah, that was a...
Nice.
That was a Michael Jordan joke.
Nice.
That's pretty much the extent of my sports joke knowledge, and it's really upsetting that you guys didn't laugh at it.
All of your basketball knowledge was out on the table there.
Right there, it was all of the sports ball jokes I got. Yeah, so I'm going best player on the worst team.
I'm going worst player on the best team.
Why?
Yeah.
Because for me, if I was the best player on like a team that sucked, I'm very ego driven. It would be incredibly difficult for me. I would be so frustrated. I'd want to fucking kill everybody all the time. Because I've been like the manager of an underperforming staff, and it's incredibly frustrating. If I was the low performer, I would feel really down on myself and people give me a hard time, but I would always be trying to get better.
But you're not the manager. Like, you're not responsible for the team losing. You're the only one. Like, being a manager of a shitty team, that's upsetting because you're responsible for their performance. Now you're just on the team and you're really good at it. You're not responsible for their performance. Like,
you kind of feel like you are, though, if you're good. You? If you're the best player on a team, you're going to feel a sense of leadership.
You don't have to.
Well, if it was me, I would. I'd have a sense of ownership. And so if everybody sucked all the time, it would, like, I'd feel like I failed, too.
Would you be yelling at them?
I might. It just
hit the sports ball harder.
Oh my god.
Or softer. Not
sure. Depending on what the game requires.
In this situation.
Get more points at the end.
Keep sportsing.
Yes.
No. So that would be really tough for me. I think if I was the worst, like, I'd feel really down on myself, but I'd be trying really hard to get better.
But
I would at least have a goal.
But you wouldn't ever get any better. Because you'd always be the worst.
Man, that would be depressing.
And that's fine. So, that would be depressing, but at least I could take ownership of what was happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Josh, what are you thinking?
Definitely best player, worst team. Because here's the play.
Break it down for me.
If you are the worst player on the best team, you're going to get drafted at whatever the minimum salary is for whatever sport you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the best player on the worst team, you're getting drafted at a super high salary. You just write out that first contract, retire. 4 years done. 3 years done.
Or just get picked again and get a better deal. Get traded for monies. I don't know how sports work.
So I say you get drafted in an early round because you're so good. You get that sweet payday and you just quit in a couple years.
Yeah, that seems like a
on
pretty
top of the world.
That seems like a pretty solid strategy.
I think we need to assume that the pay is the same.
What?
Yeah, because if you're the worst player on a winning team, you might be in a bigger market where they've got a higher cap and the salaries are bigger.
There's no way
it's going
to be equitable. Because if it was equitable, that takes your whole trading thing out of the equation completely.
Yeah.
If money's not a factor, then trading doesn't matter.
Yeah, it definitely has to be. I mean, athletes are paid by their performance. Like, it has to be. There has to be a difference in pay. If you're the best player versus the worst player.
Fair enough.
Has to be.
Yeah, because we know all about sports.
Right.
Sports analytics, sports businesses.
Businesses.
What is that, a verb or an adjective?
Danielle, look, don't make us explain sports to you.
Yeah, just seriously.
It's just the men are talking, okay?
I'm just going to put it out there for our listening audience. That not only am I 2 inches taller than the two men that are on this podcast with me, but I'm also the only one that watches sports. So if there's any doubt about my testosterone levels and whether I can floor these kids.
Wait, did you? Okay, one, UFC counts.
Florence?
UFC counts, and we already established I watch UFC fights.
Okay, so.
But it's not a team sport, so it doesn't count in this conversation.
Teams. Yeah.
So, bleh.
Regardless.
And who's 2 inches shorter than who? Me, that's who.
Regardless, okay. I think it's 2-1.
All right,
I think we're best player on worst team.
I'm accustomed to being, and And maybe my thinking is illogical, and maybe it's just because of the way that I function and my sense of ownership, but I just, you know, I wouldn't be able to deal with it, man.
I want
to
be...
Okay, so Chris?
Yeah.
What city are you going to? Where are you getting traded to?
Ooh.
You're going to be in a shitty market. So, like, no New York, no LA, no San Francisco, probably. I mean, I don't know if those teams do well, but bigger markets tend to have more money.
Well, what sport are you playing?
I just assume baseball.
Oh, I was thinking curling.
Okay, curling. So curling, I'm definitely going Moose Jaw.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, that's the heart right there.
Yeah. We've had a lot of Canadian listeners recently, so hi up there in Moose Jaw.
Thanks for alienating them, Joshua.
What, by mentioning a city in Canada? Town? City? Shire? What do they call the Canada?
Yeah, it's a shire. Did you know what I learned today? I learned Canadian cops are called barristers.
Aren't those lawyers?
Those are attorneys.
Oh, those are lawyers? I thought they were Canadian cops.
No, barristers are lawyers. Same thing in England.
Oh. Okay, I know nothing about sports or Canada.
Clearly. And on that note, let's wrap it up.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed being the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team. Which would you choose? You can email us at TRTpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at TRTpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Tell us any of those ways. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more